Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about a couple of things, and I wanted to mention some things that I've sort of had, I guess you could say, realizations about, and it relates to the episode, my topic for this episode. And my topic rooted in various different things, but primarily it rooted in a personal matter and also it was actually two personal matters, but one was something I had already described in a couple episodes about a particular person who was being rude, and that particular person reminds me a lot of another person who is not, I shouldn't say this in my personal life, but it's somebody who a lot of people know, and I won't name who this person is, but it's I guess you would call them a celebrity. And the way they go about things is very similar to this rude person in my personal life. And they both have very similar qualities. But the main point of why I want to share all of this is I think it's something that we can also struggle with. And a lot of this is rooted, a lot of what I'm going to discuss is rooted in being insecure, but also, I mean, definitely connects to low self-esteem. But particularly, I think it can connect to maybe in your younger years being bullied and wanting to fit in with the person that's bullying you so they don't bully you anymore. I think that can be part of it. And I think it can also be a big, maybe almost like a lack of identity or being hard on ourselves. It can all kind of stem from that. And I would say at times I probably struggled with this too, in certain ways, because I have struggled with low self-esteem. But for me, I feel like a lot of mine was more wanting to learn things or try to be involved with things to have a purpose in life. That was more kind of what mine is, wanting to learn things or have a purpose, because so much, I've struggled with so much hopelessness over the years, which is a big feature, I think of complex PTSD, helplessness, hopelessness, you know, thinking the world's out to get you, all those kinds of things. So there's definitely similarities, but I would say when this feeling maybe insecure leads to rude behavior or a loss of identity, I would say that's when it's way more problematic. And so when I brought up this rude person and always kind of being confused by their behavior when I was growing up, I was very confused. I never saw it as being rooted in insecurity, but I really think it is. And I'm going to explain that. And this other person who's this sort of celebrity, you know, they kind of fit this weird box. I really think that's how they are too. And I'm going to describe features of these two people. And I'm going to point out how sad it is that they're doing things in the way they're doing it. So in one way, they can be very rude in the sense that they push people away who are perfectly nice people, but I don't think they fit into the image that they want for their own life. So they're very rude to people who just don't fit kind of what they're wanting. And they can behave in sort of odd ways to push them away. And I described that a bit with this whole lake house thing that I had discussed in the last couple episodes. Almost like leaving somebody out because you don't want them to be in your zone, in your world. And these two people, they do a very similar thing where they engage in activities that you might call a hobby, but they're engaging in them for an image. And the really sad part about this is, one, I think they're somewhat oblivious to how almost delusional they are. And that could be ignorance. Maybe they're both ignorant people. I don't know, but it certainly could be possible. But they're also not even portraying who they are. Like, their spouses are married to somebody, but do they actually even know who they're married to? Because, I mean, think about this. If there's somebody out there who's so, I would say, pretentious that they're engaging in activities solely for to be part of like a clique, or to befriend the bullies, the people that bullied them, or they're just doing things to look a certain way, that's not even who they are. That's not even the real them. And that's one of my big points here is, a big way to gain confidence, like actual confidence, is to engage in a hobby that you genuinely enjoy and brings you happiness. Because otherwise, you're going to be a grumpy person. So both of these two people have another similar quality where they both are control freaks. So this person, this celebrity person I'm talking about, again, I'm not going to name who it is, but like half the planet knows who this person is. This person, I personally think, is a huge control freak. A lot of people think she's a narcissist. A lot of people think that. And she's just very vain, is what they think. But I think she's a huge control freak, because if you are, and I think this other person is too, this rude person who's in my personal life, huge control freak, which makes perfect sense, because if you're so insecure that you want everything to look a certain way, and you're engaging in things that might not actually interest you, but you're engaging in them because the image it creates for you interests you, you know, but it's not really who you are, of course you're going to be a control freak. You're going to try to control every little moment so you look a certain way. And that's the super sad part of all of that, is these two people are so insecure. They are doing things solely just to kind of look a certain way. And it's a major lack of confidence. And there's a big clue as to how you can spot this. So again, I'm not going to name who the celebrity is, but They recently put something out about how they're sort of like a chef, like, almost like a living style sort of thing going on. Like, oh, here's my new world of cooking. And you know, it's almost like they want to portray something for whatever sophisticated image they think is coming out of it. But here's a way to spot somebody who's not genuinely interested in that. So whenever they were putting out these ads or this website or whatever it was, I don't know what it was, photos, you know, advertisements, I guess you could say. I don't think in one image, and other people pointed this out, not in a single image about cooking was this person ever in an apron. They never had an apron on. And that would be a clue right there, right? If you are advertising your recipes and your cooking and all this stuff, you'd think you have an apron. And you would be proud of your apron. You'd probably have a favorite apron, and you'd say, and it would be kind of worn, like you use it and you cook with it and you wear it, and you could be a man and wear an apron. I have an apron hanging in my kitchen, and I don't even cook that much. But if I cook certain things, I put an apron on. Like, it's a barbecue apron. It's a like it goes around your neck and you tie it around the waist. It was actually my dad's apron back in the day when he used to barbecue. But it's a very distinct apron, and it hangs in my kitchen. So I see it, so I can just slip it on, right? So in this particular scenario, a question that could be asked is, like, if you were to go to this person's house and they were like, oh yeah, I love to cook and here's all my recipes and stuff. You know, if someone were to ask something like, where's your apron, or what's your favorite apron, or blah, blah, blah. You know, just something about cooking, something related to somebody who actually cooks a lot. And then they just sort of stand there and like look at you. And it's almost like they've been busted. Like it's all a fraud. It's all an image, right? Because they're not actually doing the activity. It's just an image. And so like, think of Julia Child. Julia Child went to culinary school, and almost every time you saw her on TV, she had an apron on, and she cooked. She was a legit cook, and she was amazing, and she loved it, and she was proud of it. And that's what she liked to do. It was a hobby, and it brought her happiness, and she was a confident, happy person, right? So that's what I'm talking about. So like, if we want to build our confidence, it's very important, if you struggle with low self-esteem and you struggle with insecurity, do a hobby that you genuinely brings you happiness. Don't do a hobby that you think is going to make you look cool, or you think is going to make you fit in. Like skiing. I always think of skiing. Like, you know, like you could have a genuine interest in skiing and it brings you happiness. But then there's other people who just want to look cute in like an outfit, and it's all just to fit in with rich people. You know, I always think of that, because I don't know why I always think skiing is for rich people. Maybe it's expensive. Skis are expensive. Maybe it's not a common thing unless you live around mountains. And I don't. And even today, like, when I asked a friend, do you want to go golfing? I actually Googled, because I don't normally golf, and golfing's actually kind of expensive. It's like, can be up to like 60, 75 bucks. Like if you rent clubs and you do 18 holes and blah, 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 blah. And so we decided to do mini golf and then just hit the golf range, which is way, way more affordable. It's like 10 bucks. And then the golf range might be another 10 bucks. I don't know, but way more affordable, right? And you can practice golfing before you actually do 18 holes. Makes way more sense, way more practical. So that's what we're going to do. But I want to do it literally for the fun of it. Like, I'm not trying to fit in with anybody, because I don't know anybody that plays golf. I just ask somebody if they just want to go do it for fun, because it'd be fun and it'd make us both happy. Like, it'd just be a fun thing to do. You know, there's no airs going on there. It's just something to do. And the same for like what I told you about, like coin collecting. Like I checked out magazines to actually educate myself about the history of coins and what coins I might actually want to collect. Like what specifically might interest me. And there's no heirs to it. There's no like thing like, oh, I want to do this so I can put myself on a social media page and look a certain way. I mean, that's really coming from insecurity. Like, if it's all about making sure everybody sees you looking a certain way, like, that's just massive insecurity. And I guess I'm interested in this because I never saw it that way until the last few weeks or so, when I started learning more about low self-esteem and the importance of confidence. So, and it makes sense that book that I had mentioned said that selfishness and low self-esteem, when it ties in with selfishness and having bad manners, a lot of times can connect to greed. And I can see that now, because if you have bad manners and it's connected to selfishness, it's because you're wanting to look a certain way. It's all about you. it's all about like, look at me, you know, like, look at what I can do, or look at the way I look right now. You know, look at this group of people I'm around. And that's just so sad. But again, if you're not aware of the fact that it could be insecurity where it's coming from, it may look like this person has it all together. It may look like this person has a lot of hobbies, and you're thinking, well, they're engaging with their hobbies and they're looking this way. Why are they leaving me out? Or why are they being rude to me? Why do I notice that they're ghosting people? Or why are other people also saying that they're being rude to them? Like what's going on here? And it's them having a major insecurity. That's what's going on. And it's sad, and it's not who they really are. It's a facade, and it's really kind of weird. It's kind of strange, because it's almost like their spouse isn't married to anybody that they think they are. Like, they're not, it's not who they are. Like, and it makes me wonder, does the spouse know that? Like, or is the spouse clueless? Like, did they marry a clueless person or something? You know, it's like, did this rude person just find somebody to latch onto that would fit a lifestyle image? And it's weird. It's sad. Because again, it's sad for the person that's being rude, because I can see now that it's rooted in insecurity. Another thing I wanted to point out really quick. So my main point here is that a lot of us with complex PTSD, people who come from trauma, can definitely have low self-esteem and insecurity. So my point is, don't engage with hobbies for an image to boost yourself up. Engage with hobbies that you're genuinely interested in, because they make you happy and it will boost your confidence. I promise you. I can't tell you the wonders it's already doing for me. And I literally feel so different. And again, it started with those compliments I was getting like three weeks ago or a month ago at work. And it just keeps getting better. But there was something, I was watching a show. So I told you guys I watch a lot of shows on Bravo, and I was watching a Bravo stuff tonight, and I noticed something interesting, because Bravo is something I've watched for like 20 years. I used to watch like Tabitha's Takeover and My Life on the D-List and all those shows way back in the day. I've watched shows on there for years, and I was watching it in the last 24 hours, and I noticed something very, almost kind of an epiphany. And I don't know if this is coming out of the fact that I feel more confident. So maybe a lot of when I struggled with low self-esteem for a couple decades, right? There's something about those shows that maybe I was relating to in regards to my low self-esteem. Like, there's something that was propping me up about these shows. And it's all kinds of shows on that channel for whatever reason. But whenever I was watching it in the last 24 hours, I noticed I wasn't as interested in it, which is very unusual for me to not be as interested in what I'm seeing. And I think maybe it's because I'm just seeing it different. Like, I'm seeing it through different eyes. But I just noticed I wasn't as interested. And I also noticed it was almost making me want to compare myself to some of the people on the show. And I thought, well, that's not good. You know, and maybe when I was struggling with low self-esteem a lot more, I was maybe wanting some of the things that the people on these shows had, because a lot of them have a lot of money. So maybe there was some envy going on there. And I noticed it's almost like candy. Some of the shows on there are almost like candy, like it's addictive. And it's almost like toxic, some of it. I wouldn't say all of it, but some of it. And just looking at it and feeling more resilient and more confident, it was almost like, this is something I don't need anymore. And not that I'm never going to watch Bravo again. I'm still going to watch shows on Bravo. But it was almost like I crossed a threshold, and it was almost like this is not something I desire, is maybe a better word. Some of what I was seeing is something maybe I'm not desiring. And it's almost like there's so many personalities, and because it is reality TV, so much of it, it's almost like a game. It's a big game. There's a lot of games and a lot of interpersonal games going on. And it's a constant trying to figure out the games that people are playing. And I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to figure out their games, because I think half the time they might be lying, or they're not actually going to show you on TV their real life. But it's a game. And I would actually rather watch a scripted show, because it's entertainment. Like, I want someone to tell me a story. I happened to catch a little bit of Harry Potter that was on Bravo earlier. And my first thing that came into my mind was, this is a story. This is entertainment. Like, someone wrote an epic quest or a story. And I thought, that's actually more of what I want to see. Almost like Lord of the Rings or Hobbit, you know. A story, like somebody sat down and wrote out a whole story to be creative and use their imagination. And that's what people want. People want entertainment. They want to escape. They want a story. I don't want to escape into other people's toxic drama. I don't want to do that anymore. I've been doing that with shows on Bravo for almost 20 years. Like, it's always been very much an escape, but it's not healthy, and it's probably a bad influence in a lot of ways. But like I said, I'll still watch for different reasons. But, you know, sometimes they have very interesting kind of cultural stuff on there, which I like. I like seeing different countries and different ways of living. But I kind of felt like I crossed a threshold, so that's a good thing. But I just wanted to share that little extra addition on there to the podcast, because it just happened tonight. But I would much rather see a story, like someone's imagination, almost like the Never Ending Story, you know, back in the 80s. That's someone's imagination. It's a story. It's entertaining, right? It's not people fighting, and we're watching people fighting. Like, why would I want to watch people fighting in their real life, or for to put on a show on TV? Like, there's nothing healthy. And if I am struggling, if I was struggling with low self-esteem, it would make sense I would like that, because it would probably make me feel better about myself. That's probably why I liked it for so long. It made me feel better about myself. It made me feel like I'm not the only one that wants to gripe or whine or fight. So it makes sense. But if you're, you know, breaking out of that, it's not something you're going to want to watch. So I just wanted to add that. And again, so important to find a hobby that brings you happiness. And, you know, that's why you should engage with it. A genuine interest, not something that's going to make you look a certain way. Because when that's the case, that's coming from insecurity. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.